It's been a long day, but obviously I feel very honoured to be given this opportunity to continue serving Dartford. It's a fantastic town. You know, yes, there are improvements that we need to make, but I'm really, really humbled to be given this opportunity. Dartford is actually Britain's longest standing bellwether seat. It's gone with the government of the day in every single general election since 1964, and we've seen that here. The national picture is still unclear as I speak, but it looks as though it will continue to be a bellwether seat. So we've had some really quite startling results. I mean, obviously Scotland is in quite incredible what's happened there. We've taken some seats off the Liberal Democrats as well in the West Country, and also some seats off the Labour Party. It's a very sort of mixed picture around the country. One issue as well for Kent, it looks like Dartford, I haven't checked the facts yet, but it looks as though Dartford actually had the highest turnout of any constituency in Kent. I'll have to double check those figures, I might have to correct myself, but that looks of the situation that we had 73% of people came out in Dartford, and that's something we can be very proud of locally. Well, we've got to keep Dartford working. What I've said is that it's great that Dartford has seen a fall in unemployment of 60%. That's fantastic. We had well over 2,000 people unemployed back in 2010. That figure is now just over 800. But those 800 people need jobs. So we've got to make sure that we get Dartford working, that we ensure the economy is strong in Dartford so that we can all prosper from that.